We love you.
Goodbye, F-22s. Hello, F-35. Smart move or bogus? A ton of people in Georgia and Texas especially are going to lose their jobs. The Senate says no way, rejecting the financing of a couple of more of those F-22s. Also Wednesday, in a certain part of the world, they saw the longest solar eclipse. Where? China, India, for example. Thinking of chewing out a telemarketer? I've thought of it. Think twice. The man was thrown in jail for being abusive. Great, fair or foul. Speaking of fair, an AP poll is saying the country is on the wrong track. That's what many of you have said. If you believe in polls, Obama's numbers drop. Of course, he still is popular, but drop to Carter levels. I'll explain if that's significant or not. And Pakistan, not so happy that the U.S. is expanding into Afghanistan, worried that the Taliban will move more into their territory. But right at the top, it's the F-22s, baby, that everybody's been buzzing about, so to speak, and the new type of war we're in. Of course, F-22s not used in Iraq or Afghanistan, but does it mean they're obsolete? What are other countries doing? And as I said, there's no doubt in this recession some people will lose their job. Kate Delaney, hanging with you in Maui, man. That's where we're broadcasting from. Maui, Hawaii. But even in Hawaii, they were, like I said, buzzing about the jets. Here's what President Obama had to say. He was thrilled.
As Commander-in-Chief, I will do whatever it takes to defend the American people, which is why we've increased our funding for our military and why we will always give our men and women in uniform the equipment and support that they need to get the job done. But I reject the notion that we have to waste billions of taxpayer dollars on outdated and unnecessary defense projects to keep this nation secure. That's why I've taken steps to greatly reduce no-bid defense contracts. That's why I've signed overwhelmingly bipartisan legislation to limit cost overruns on weapon systems before they spiral out of control. And that's why I'm grateful that the Senate just voted against an additional $1.75 billion to buy F-22 fighter jets that military experts and members of both parties say we do not need. At a time when we're fighting two wars and facing a serious deficit, this would have been an inexcusable waste of money. Every dollar of waste in our defense budget is a dollar we can't spend to support our troops or prepare for future threats or protect the American people. Our budget is a zero-sum game, and if more money goes to F-22s, it is our troops and our citizens who lose. So I want to thank Secretary Gates for his outspoken leadership on this issue. I want to thank every member of Congress who put politics aside to do what's right for the American military and the American taxpayers, and I particularly want to thank Senators Levin and McCain for helping to make this happen.
Levin and McCain, by the way, co-sponsored that measure that killed now the F-22s. There were seven, we're talking about funding for seven of those planes. I mean, it's a great question. Is it an obsolete weapon in our current state, the way we fight wars? Do you support what the Senate has decided to do to reject those additional bucks to fund the F-22? Sadly, we're talking about thousands and thousands and thousands of people are on the wrong end of this. The little guys making the F-22s are going to lose their jobs, and there's a lot of them, thousands of people. I think the statistic that I could gather in a quick conversation with somebody in Texas is probably close to 70,000 affected in some ways. Now, whether we're talking about manufacturing parts or people who specifically work on the F-22s and how, you know, obviously if the job is you're doing the F-22s, then you know you're out and you're going to lose your job. But are you connected with parts and that sort of thing? It's like the auto industry. It wasn't just the guys in Detroit on the line or in other plants across the country. It was also people who were in the business of supplying parts, for example, and it's the same thing with the F-22. So sadly, while unemployment in some areas really is close to honestly, 11-12%. And then there's the people who are underemployed. This is just going to add to that in especially Texas and Georgia, for example, but not the only states affected. You can chime in on that as we stroll along here on this show, this hour of America tonight at 800-259-5791, or flip me an email. That's pretty easy, too, at americatonight.net, as we will hit the email during this version of the show. All right, also, besides the F-22, and we've been talking about this now for weeks, let's face it, folks, but it affects us. You look in your wallet, look at that card, that laminated card probably that you have, the healthcare card. It's funny, I had to book a doctor's appointment before I went to Hawaii, and they were asking me for the numbers. And I, because, knock on wood, I'm so healthy, I've hardly used it. It's the tiniest number scrawled on this. I have Aetna, scrawled on this Aetna card that I'm trying to find. And they're asking me all kinds of questions about the group coverage and all this sort of stuff. And I know that all of you can relate, whether you like your coverage, don't like it, think you pay too much for it, whatever it might be. But the healthcare bills, what does it really mean to all of us? Right now, the conservative Democrats are putting their foot down. Yeah, they're slowing the pace of what's happening on this major healthcare legislation, which is what I talked about the other night. I said, you know, can we tweak healthcare in this country? Absolutely. But what is all of a sudden the rush to get to the finish line and do it in a ridiculous manner just to have something to throw up there? Tell us. Don't give us broad strokes. Give us specifics and where the money's coming from. What about the cost of the bill? Let's be serious about that. What about the impact on the small businesses? And what about the what is this plan ultimately going to look like when it's done? What is the shape of this plan? What is the body of this plan? So bravo to the House Blue Dog Coalition, because they're making their case for some major changes in this bill. They did it at a meeting with Obama at the White House. Even Henry Waxman canceled sessions of the panel that were scheduled for Tuesday and, of course, Wednesday, so he could talk to the Blue Dogs. Because guess what? They've got 7 seats on the committee, and that's a big number. That's a number that could topple this thing. The panel has 36 Democrats, 23 Republicans, so do the math. And right now, Mike Ross is standing firm. Bravo to him. He's saying the 7 of us can't support the current House bill. We cannot do it. If we need a new bill, or if this bill can be amended, or however we decide to do this, we don't want to box ourselves in with an artificial deadline. That's specifically what he said. He didn't want the artificial deadline. So this is great, because for one thing, how do you help pull back in Medicare spending? By giving the White House this power to set annual payment rates for doctors, right? Hospitals, other healthcare providers. Yeah. All based on recommendations from an independent advisory council. Rates, by the way, are now set by statutory formulas, and Congress is being slammed by lobbyists who are pushing for fatter increases every single year. Hey, for something completely different, you know how we roll on this show. We're going to talk about ghosts next with Bill Beam. You'll love it. Stay with us here on ATM.
If the current state of the economy is severely impacting your life, this might be some of the most important information you will ever hear. As the economy continues to spiral out of control, many people, just like you, wonder how they will support their family and pay their bills. The government is not going to help out the people who desperately need it. It's time for you to look outside the box and change your life. If you're tired of the get-rich-quick schemes, if you're tired of living paycheck to paycheck, if you're tired of being tired, you need to pick up Robert Beadle's new book, and it's called Here's What You Do. Yes, Here's What You Do. The 72-page book will show you what you need to do to make the best of an economy that's in the middle of a recession. And the best part? This revolutionary book is priced under $10 and is only $6 for the ebook. Here's What You Do to get Here's What You Do. Visit hereswhatyoudo.net. That's hereswhatyoudo.net. hereswhatyoudo.net and start changing your life today.
If you'd like to quit smoking regular cigarettes and try a revolutionary new alternative, this might be the most important message you will ever hear. PremiumeCigarette.com brings you the electronic cigarette. It looks like a cigarette. It feels and tastes like a cigarette, and even delivers nicotine like a cigarette. But because this is not a cigarette, it doesn't deliver toxic chemicals and tar into your lungs or discolor your teeth. The Premium e-cigarette has no flame or ashes, and you can smoke it anywhere, even where cigarettes are not permitted. Because the vapor you exhale is only water, not dangerous secondhand smoke. You've tried the gum, you've tried the patch, you've tried cold turkey. Now it's time to try the Premium e-cigarette. By doing so, you will save 60-75% over regular cigarettes. If you'd like to learn more, visit PremiumeCigarette.com. That's Premium, the letter E, Cigarette.com. PremiumeCigarette.com. Or call 866-242-9210. That's 866-242-9210 today.
Recognize that sound? If you're taking vitamins and minerals in pill form, that's exactly where many are ending up. Hello, my name is Dr. David Friedman. According to the physician's desk reference, vitamins in a pill form are 10% absorbed. So for every $100 you spend on vitamins, that's $90 you're flushing down the toilet. In fact, orderlies at hospitals call these bedpan bullets. Start absorbing the nutrients you swallow. Introducing Chews for Health, a delicious tasting chewable containing 16 superfruits, sea vegetables, and antioxidants. Stop paying for nutrients your body doesn't use. Order Chews for Health today. 1-800-210-1922. The first 300 callers will receive a free copy of my best-selling CD, America's Unbalanced Diet. Isn't it time you stop flushing your vitamins down the toilet? 1-800-210-1922 or go to orderchews.com.
I love it. Of course, the idea of really coming close to having a brush with a ghost certainly doesn't excite me, but I believe that people have had experiences like that, certainly, and one of them is a guy who's going to join us on the air right now, Bill Bean. He's been on, oh gosh, I guess it's been a while now. He's been on the show before, and he was so fascinating to talk with Bill about what happened to him, what happened to his family, a terrible haunting, actually, in little old Baltimore, Maryland in the 70s. And he's got this book called Dark Force. You read it, and I'll tell you, you really realize just how serious it can be. His family beat up, I would say, certainly emotionally and definitely torn apart by this, you know, supernatural experience, I guess is the best way to say it. So without further ado, let's bring Bill in. Hey, Bill, how are you?
Great. Thank you so much for having me back, Kate. I truly appreciate it.
And so because you had that experience, of course, you're trying to tell people about it, and you know other people swear they've had different things happen to them. And I guess when people listening to America Tonight first hear this, they say, ah, get out of here. It was probably something else. I think it's natural that everybody tries to think that it had to be something else. Somebody must have done something, must have made the plates dance or whatever. Did you get that a lot?
No, to be quite honest with you, it's really amazing, and you hit the nail on the head in what you were saying about my book, Dark Force. This, unfortunately, is a true story, and it really did happen. I'm sorry to say. I wish that it had never happened, but it did happen. But I'll tell you, I'm far more blessed than I've ever been cursed. I've gone through some horrific things in my life as well as my family, and this evil dark force greatly contributed to the destruction of my family. And I have gotten, in the last year and a half, just an overwhelming amount of support from people all over the country and even different parts of the world. It's truly a blessing, and I am very thankful and grateful for it. And God has really called me to share this story, Kate, and that's exactly what I'm doing. I'm traveling around the country, I'm giving lectures, and I'm sharing my testament of faith with people. I can never thank God and praise God enough for delivering me from this evil.
First of all, let's back up for people who weren't lucky enough to catch you the first time around. And, you know, certainly your story has been told on the tube and in other places. It's been recounted. But tell everybody what happened when you were a kid way back when in the 70s.
Sure. The house is located in Glen Burnie, Maryland. It was a semi-dilapidated three-bedroom ranch-style home. My father was a master carpenter, and he saw this as a house that he could restore, and he did quite a bit of work to it. I believe, Kate, that we were in the middle of a storm of evil from two fronts. I believe that something evil, negative, was attached to my mother's side of the family, and it goes back many, many years. There's been many, many tragedies and untimely deaths on her side of the family, and I believe that dark force actually led us to this house in Glen Burnie, Maryland, where evil was already manifested. And I believe these forms of evil came together, and as I stated, it greatly contributed to the destruction of my family. Neither of my parents lived to see 50 years old, and we've had many, many tragedies and many hardships and many untimely things, and I truly have come face-to-face with evil. I have battled demons on many occasions in my life. I know it sounds crazy. It's very hard to believe, and may no one out there that's listening to this, I pray that you never experience it. It's only by the grace of God that I'm here to tell the story, and it's true. I feel so compelled to share this, and again, it's a calling for me. And back to what you were saying, we moved into the house. We were there a couple days, I'd say 2 days, and the first supernatural experience occurred while my mother was unpacking boxes in the house. Now, my father had taken us, and I have an older sister and younger brother. He had taken us to his parents' house for the day to leave my mother alone and let her organize. And it was while she was doing this that she felt a presence in the house. And she really thought that it was my father sneaking back in to play a joke on her. He had that type of sense of humor. And she spun around fully anticipating to see him and hopefully startle him first. But to her shock and surprise, nothing was there. And she was quite unnerved by it, but she was able to, after taking a few moments, she was able to collect herself and go back to doing what she was doing. And it wasn't long after that that one of the bedroom doors slammed shut on its own, and that was enough to make her go outside until we returned. So that's where it began, with these noises and feelings of presence, and then it gradually escalated into violent physical attacks on us by the entities. We sustain a tremendous amount of mental and physical abuse from these entities, and we had a priest involved for the last 16 months that we lived there, and I'm sorry to say that the activity grew more intense and more violent with his involvement and participation.
Yeah, and what does that tell you? Obviously, that, like you said, the battle of good and evil. And let me ask you this question: Were you really religious before this happened, or did you really turn to God after this happened?
Yeah, after the fact, we didn't have any religious structure at all. My parents did believe in God, but I had never once attended church as a child. We were not baptized as children. So therefore, there was no real faith base in the house or any kind of religious structure whatsoever. Now, it wasn't until I was 13 years old and we were still living in the house that I had a lengthy discussion with my Uncle Cliff, who lives in Florida, who's a very religious man. And I believe God worked through him to instill the seeds of hope and faith in me. And it wasn't long after that meeting and conversation that I had my first encounter, my first battle with the demons in that house.
Wow. How about the rest of your family? You mentioned your parents sadly didn't make it past 50, but what about everybody else? How are they doing?
Well, most of my family is gone, Kate, to be honest with you. The only ones that are left, I have my brother and sister, and they're doing well, and an uncle, one of my mother's siblings. My mother had two siblings, and one of her siblings recently passed, and so it's pretty much my uncle, a few cousins, and my brother and sister, so not much of the family is left.
Wow. Now, something that you're doing, I mentioned that you've been featured before the Discovery Channel series, of course, that was done. You've been a guest on a lot of other radio shows. And
yeah.
And whatnot. You're going to actually do an event in October, right? And it happens to be in Dallas, Texas. But what's that about?
This is going to be a very, very powerful event, and I really hope and pray God works to bring a lot of people. As part of my calling from God, I now help people, and I don't do anything. It's God that does it through me. And I've gone to families in need, and there are many families, Kate. You would be shocked at the amount of emails that I get from people all over the country who are in need, who are under siege by these demonic entities. And I'm going out to some of these families. Well, this event in Dallas, Texas, is a three-day, three-event series. It's called the Haunting and Healing Event. It is on October 30th, 31st, and November 1st. It's at the Adolphus Hotel in Dallas, Texas, and it is just going to be tremendous. We're praying for large crowds. In my lectures, I always show the A Haunting show that I was on, and after that I do a lengthy Q&A with the audience members, and I intertwine my testament of faith and more details about the story as I'm doing this Q&A. And then for the first time in all the lectures that I've done, I'm actually going to call people who wish to accept Jesus Christ as their Savior. I'm going to call them down and have them come down, and we're going to do a laying of hands on people as well. And again, I'm not saying I have any power whatsoever, because I don't, but it's God's power that does work through me and many others who have faith. So it's just going to be a tremendous event. I hope you'll come down. You're invited.
Absolutely, we will, and we'll talk to you more about that down the road. Bill, thanks. More on ATN.
If you owe the IRS, you can't make the problem go away without professional help. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been solving tax debt problems for 30 years, and I can help you too. We can stabilize IRS collection action and get your tax debt reduced, sometimes completely eliminated. And if you received a 1099 from a bank because of mortgage or other debt forgiveness, the vast majority of the time, I can show you how to completely erase it so you pay no taxes on what the IRS will consider to be taxable income. Call us for a free consultation to discuss the many possibilities. Call 1-800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NOTAX. Or go to my website at taxhelponline.com.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for three decades, and he can help you. Call us today, 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Millions of Americans are beginning to realize the enormity of the economic and political problems facing the U.S. and the world. And for the first time in their lives, they are feeling the need for preparedness. Ready Reserve Foods has been in continuous operation, manufacturing the finest in dehydrated foods for almost 40 years. Ready Reserve is the manufacturer, unlike other companies that just broker canned foods. Ready Reserve controls the quality from start to finish with double enameled cans and nitrogen packaging. When purchasing from Ready Reserve Foods, you are buying factory direct at wholesale prices. Other companies are quoting delivery times of 1 to 2 months, while Ready Reserve ships within 5 business days. Many companies do not even offer a catalog. We will be more than happy to send a catalog to you free of charge. Dial 1-800-453-2202, 1-800-453-2202, or visit our website at readyreservefoods.com. Factory direct, wholesale pricing from Ready Reserve Foods. Call us at 1-800-453-2202.
When you hear the words water purification, what comes to mind? If it's Berkey Water Purification Systems, this message is for you. Did you know that over 60% of municipal water contains fluoride at less than 2 cents per gallon? Berkey water filters purify treated and untreated water, remove dangerous chlorine, fluoride, and contaminants from municipal water. These filters are powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water, making them perfect for rainwater collection systems. From the smallest to the largest systems, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has what you need. With your system purchase, you'll receive a shower filter, a fluoride filter, or 2-sport Berkey bottles absolutely free. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com would like to offer GCN listeners 5% off all ceramic filter systems and ship all orders over $50 free of charge. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY today.
As you already know, drinking pure high-alkaline pH water is the most important factor in maintaining high energy and vibrant health. Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline ingredients. Using plasma pH drops is one of the best ways to make your water alkaline to help you get rid of acid and regain your health and energy. Simply put 10 drops per liter of water you drink to raise the pH to the ultimate level. Alkalizing water helps your body rid itself of acidic waste and increases the oxygen content of your body. Disease organisms like bacteria and cancer cannot survive in an alkaline, high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops now by going directly to AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or by calling 269-216-9767. That's 269-216-9767 today.
According to a couple of different polls, including AP and the USA Today Gallup poll, the poll shows that Obama is, this USA Today Gallup poll, let's start there, shows that Obama is tracking lower than Jimmy Carter during his presidency. And you might have caught that. I know there were a lot of reports of the poll all over the place. By the way, Kate Delaney broadcasting live from Maui. You know, you get these weird trade winds wreaking havoc with us, but we're here, we're on the air, and of course we're excited to be live. So here's what the deal is. First 6 months in office, you know, what does that mean for a 4-year term? How much can you judge by 6 months? Frankly, for me, I think that there are a lot of things that were promised on the campaign trail that haven't happened at this point, but it has officially been 6 months as of the other day. Approval rating, 55%. So that does put him 10th among the dozen presidents who served since, I guess, World War II at the same point, okay? So is it bad news? Does it mean, is it mixed news? I mean, what ultimately does it mean? The 6 month mark is not really any kind of a good indicator of what's going to happen with the president. It's according to some of the stuff that's out there. 2/3 of Americans approved of the jobs Jimmy Carter and George H.W. Bush were doing at that 6 month point in their presidencies, right? But both, of course, didn't get reelected. They wanted another term and they didn't get it. And then you take the case of Bush 2 and Bill Clinton, and they had much lower ratings at 180 days. In fact, Clinton was at 41%, but both of them won second term. So in looking at these polls and trying to figure out, well, what does it mean? Are people completely dissatisfied, upset by things like the stimulus not working out, by unemployment numbers, conversations about health care, the situation in our country over energy and what's being proposed? I mean, there's a slew of things that are floating out there, including, of course, Guantanamo. We mentioned that the other day. That got pushed back, the whole study and what was going to happen with the detainees, et cetera, and a lot of people not thrilled with that, meaning a lot of people who are on the very left-leaning liberal side of the aisle who feel like they're getting gypped because half of the things that were promised are not going their way at all. I mean, at all. So what can you tell by approval ratings if you dig a little bit, if you dig a little bit deeper? Does it mean anything? Well, I just pretty much told you, you had two presidents who had not great approval ratings and both were reelected. Others who had decent ratings at this mark and, they weren't reelected. And the other two were reelected. That's just one sampling. I mean, there's other, of course, presidencies that you could certainly look at. But I don't know. I think if you look at the era now that we're in, the American people, which would be including myself, I think we have less tolerance and we're tired of it. We're tired of the politicking. I mean, come on. We have been through this up and down, whether it's in our own state politics that get on the wrong track, or in, probably more importantly, and the one that affects us the most is our own federal government and what's happening, the Mickey Mouse nonsense that constantly is coming out of Washington, the lack of action, and then the bold actions that have no background, no backup, no meat to them. It's that part is disheartening, I think. That's why constantly on America Tonight I say, if you're not happy with what you're seeing from your government, hey, there are people that shed a lot of blood for freedom of speech, freedom of the press, all the constitutional rights, etc. So exercise them. Say something about it. Call your congressman. I'm not just screaming that out into the air just to say it. I think it really works. And here's the deal, speaking of hope and optimism, that was what Obama's presidency was about. Well, this AP GFK poll shows that a majority of Americans are thinking that the country is definitely going down the wrong road. Right when it seemed like we'd seen earlier polls, oh, we're headed in the right direction. But, the headed in the right direction polls came out right after the inauguration where a lot of supporters were high on Obama. And 55%, hey, as I said before, is a huge number. That's a big approval rating. And I gave you the examples of Clinton and the first Bush, et cetera, and the second Bush, too. So the number of people who think Obama can improve the economy is down, though, 19% percentage points from the days just before he was sworn in.
Well, what is the difference? Now you have this recession. Now you have the reality of people who are out of work, and you have people working part-time jobs and just trying to get extra unemployment, you know, to have, so their unemployment runs out, that it's extended. There are people that are scared to death of losing their job, certainly in California, because now a lot of state employees will lose their job. And what I mentioned at the top of the hour, the F-22s, they go down. There's people that lose their jobs, and it has. It's been defeated in the Senate. So that means pink slips for people that were working on that particular aircraft. Seven planes would have meant enough money and enough work for people to still be employed building those. So that, you know, they're gone, and then others that are connected to that too also. Anyway, I think that's part of what the deal is. Also down is the share of people who think that Obama can reduce the deficit, remove the troops from Iraq, and improve respect for our country around the globe, all slipping 15 points. Healthcare, which is what Obama is putting out there as his signature move, if that the hopes for the success for that are down a little bit, like 6 points. So has he lost the magic? Is the yes, we can do this attitude of the Obama administration, is it starting to get squelched around the country? I mean, look, the guy wasn't going to be Superman anyway, no matter how you felt about Obama. It's fair at this point, with Monday being the 6 month, you know, point, to ask the question, do you think there are things, dare I say, do you think there are things that this president is doing right, or do you think everything is wrong? And really, honestly, are we headed down the wrong tracks? Are we going backwards? 800-259-5791. 800-259-5791. I think the problem is, and I said this the other day, is the fact that there were a lot of promises made about the economy, about taxes and all that sort of stuff. And the issues being tackled all at once. Yes, there are a lot of things happening. Can you multitask serious things like unemployment, the environment, the economy, all that sort of stuff? And the answer is you're not going to turn it around in six, certainly, I don't care who you are, you're not going to turn it around in 6 months, but you don't have to go in the wrong direction, and that's the key. I don't like this health plan. I don't think that we should adopt the health plan, and I think it would could be catastrophic to too many small businesses, for one. I definitely think when we're talking about cap and trade, there are concerns there, too. If you want to do some things to help the environment, to try and cap emissions, well, then my question is, really, what are we doing to the planet? Who can definitively tell us what's happening? What scientist can step forward and say, oh, look, I have the answer here. All this other stuff is crap. All these reports, all these things you're looking at, this is it. This is it right here. This is my research. This shows you exactly where we're at. And I don't think definitively we're getting that answer. I mean, is global warming just a big money machine? Or is there some truth, be it really just a little bit of it, is there some truth to what we're hearing about the pollutants in the air and about what's happening in and around the globe and what's being pumped out and how it's going to kill our children and grandchildren and all that other sort of stuff, and how there has to be these standards. You have to have these standards. While others say, oh, it's all hogwash and you're driving industry away. That hurts Obama. So at the 6 month point, I'm going to say, A, it's tough to judge after 4 years exactly where the country is going to be at and who is going to run against Obama ultimately, and is somebody else electable with different ideas that can put the country on the right track. 800-259-5791. Kate in Maui hanging with you on America Tonight.
Are you concerned about an economic downfall? Would you like to have more money to invest in precious metals, food, and safety of your loved ones? With the Debt Crisis Solutions Program, you can finally be debt-free without paying another cent to creditors and not have to file bankruptcy. This is not debt counseling, settlement, or debt consolidation, which may have serious legal and tax consequences. With our program, you will not pay another penny to your creditors or collectors. Protect your home, paycheck, and bank account from any lawsuits and restore your credit history. We also provide mortgage modification services, which can lower your mortgage payments without refinancing. If you're facing foreclosure problems, we can help. Finally, proven debt solutions that work for the people. Become debt-free in 90 days. Doing nothing doesn't make the debt go away. Call Debt Crisis Solutions and speak to an advisor absolutely free. Call 718-615-0123. That's 718-615-0123 today.
Alex Jones here with a question. What does humidity mean to you? Most people think of hot and sticky summer days. But many people are beginning to realize that humidity can be a valuable source of pure drinking water. That's why I'd like you to visit ecolablue.com. Ecolablue is a state-of-the-art atmospheric water generator producing purified drinking water from the humidity in the air using reverse osmosis and a five-stage carbon and UV light filtration system, which produces great-tasting water at an unbeatable price. Finally, drinking water that you control. I use one every day. Say goodbye to expensive water delivery services and storing 5-gallon bottles of water in your home. The Ecolablue 28 is shipped right to your home, ready to make close to 7 gallons a day right out of the box. They have a 30-day money-back guarantee.
Call Ecolablue right now at 1-800-691-6043. That's 1-800-691-6043. Or visit Ecolablue at ecolablue.com today.
Silver is mankind's oldest natural antibiotic. This very special mineral has been used for centuries by most cultures throughout the world. Utopia, Texas is home to a small but mighty supplement company called Utopia Silver, who offers colloidal products produced in distilled water without use of animal protein, nitrates, or saline solutions. Because our colloidal silver is made up of nano-sized particles, it can be better utilized at the cellular level, and germs can't mutate to be resistant like they can to modern-day antibiotics. Utopia Silver has a broad range of health supplements, including colloidal silver, gold, and copper, with a money-back guarantee on the colloidal products we produce. For 4 years, Utopia Silver has been fighting in the Texas courts against agencies that would steal our God-given rights of health care and freedom of speech. Visit us today at utopiasilver.com. That's UTOPIA silver.com. Or call 888-213-4338. 888-213-4338 and help us win this battle.
What am I going to do with that? I don't know. I'm looking to see if I have... Broadcasting live from Maui, Hawaii. Hi, this is Kate Delaney. The show America Tonight. We like to say it's the favorite for those with ADD, which is all of us. I don't know that I know anyone in my life, no matter what they do, how smart they are, how dumb they are, how nice they are. I don't know any dummies, seriously. I'm just kidding. I think all of us have a little bit of it, and probably ADD might be the wrong way to put it. It's just that we're pulled in so many directions. There's so much happening that, you know, you do in your own personal life. You zig and zag all over the place. I wonder if there has been a run on the to-do notes. Like, I noticed lately, and I'm not kidding about this, that more people have lists in their hands, in their pockets. Like, I was at Home Depot before I went to Hawaii, and this just might be a guy thing. I don't know. No joke. I was in the hardware section. I was in the paint section, and there was somewhere else I was looking at something where I saw three different guys, and they were all had different notes that they were referring to, looking for the things that they needed. So instead of just winging it, You know, because I got to admit, I'm kind of a wing it person, whether it's the market, whether it's the hardware store, whatever. I notice more people with notes, and that's because the stimulation is all over the place. You forget things. Or maybe everybody just has a bad memory. But I think it plays into the ADD thing. Let's test our technical man, Matt Johnson, on this theory. Do you take notes and take the notes with you to the store, whatever it is, whether it's grocery shopping, getting a couple of six packs, going to get some jeans, going to the Mall of America? I don't know. Do you take notes or you just wing it like me?
I wing it most of the time, but I've found recently that I forget a ton of things. And so I've been referring to, I have these little memos on my cell phone that I type to myself to kind of keep track of things, especially like ideas for like shows on air and different things like that. You know, I'll be out with my friends and I'll think about something. And if I don't type it into my phone, I mean, 20 minutes later, I've got no idea what I was thinking about. That was such a brilliant idea.
Yeah, yeah. And I think that is like a little bit, like I said, of that ADD thing, or that we're pulled in so many directions, your mind is kind of stretched a little bit.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, I used to have a really good memory, and I don't know if it's, you know, the early 20s with some hard living or if I'm just getting older, but the memory has definitely dissipated.
All right, how about you, America? Do you find that you forget things, guys? Is it selective memory, or is it like what Matt and I have? And I think that's what it is. I think there's something about maybe it was hard living for me in my 20s. I don't know. But I think it's the stimulus. I think there's so much happening. There's so much going on that you forget. You just forget. You think that you can wing it, and then somehow something slips your memory. I wish I could use that as an excuse for the people that we selected, but they don't get any excuses. There's no passes. Although I am very excited about the Blue Dogs and the Democratic Party that are saying, whoa, let's slow down this whole health care reform or health insurance reform. How about if we take a step back, okay, and we actually try to vet this out a little bit better? And even the one of the main things that happened is the fact that they reached the deal on the Medicare board, because that was a huge problem. I just mentioned this earlier in the show. And the billions that the Democrats want to shell out to doctors to help ensure support for health care overhaul really actually might crack the promise of this deficit neutral bill. First of all, I don't think there is any way that this bill is going to be deficit neutral. In no way. So I'm all for putting the brakes on it and re-racking it. Because the way it sits right now does not work for me. How about you? 800-259-5791. Somebody said to me today, because I was giving you the example about pulling out the card before I left for Hawaii, I'm just doing a regular checkup deal, and I really knew very little, not about my insurance carrier, but just the numbers on the card and all that stuff. And I guess it's a good thing that I haven't had health problems. But somebody said to me, I guess it was the other day, actually, that what they were concerned was they think that, okay, the rich will pay for this because they're gonna be in a different tax bracket, and ultimately they're going to help, and this deficit will come down that you think we're going to have for the health care insurance, and that's only fair and whatever. But if you look at it straight on, there's just no way that's happening. And the comparisons to, well, you know, we're 37th, which I agree is ridiculous. We're 37th in the world, and we're the most powerful nation in the world. So how's that? So, yes, there are absolutely problems, some things that need to be fixed with health care. But how much damage is going to be done if you get this jimmy-rigged version of it shoved down all of our throats? And I saw somebody, one of the reporters, I don't know who it was. It was one of the NBC reporters who said, look, this whole thing with healthcare is a nightmare for Obama because it's media driven. It's the media that's pushed all the hardships of what could happen with the healthcare reform, and it's really not true. And I say, you got to be kidding me. What teleprompter are you reading off of? If it was so obvious that this could be paid for, if there was some way to direct the money out, then let's hear about it. I don't think that it's, I mean, honestly, I don't think it's the media that's driving it into the ground. I think the fact that it hasn't been fleshed out right is what the problem is. So nobody's buying it hook, line, and sinkers. There's not enough support for it, and that's the problem. I said this before. I don't think, especially with that committee, enough to topple it. I think that you're going to see that the health care won't go through by the end of this term on Congress. I think they go for the break, and then it's picked up in the fall. I mean, wasn't it Harry Reid who said he didn't believe that probably 3 weeks ago? And push and push and push, but no, I don't think we'll see it. What's going to happen is you're going to have climate control. That's going to be dealt with in the fall. What else is going to be there is this health care stuff, and then a slew of other things, including illegal immigration. That hasn't been opened yet. It's been discussed, but it hasn't really gone anywhere yet, and that will be on the docket. Too. By the way, the Senate pushed back the vote for Sotomayor, so it's theoretically, looking at the calendar, it should happen before they step away. But, you know, tick, tick goes the clock. We're running out of days in July, so you just cannot assume that that's the case. Can't assume it. Got a ton of emails here, americatonight.net. I'm actually going to hit a couple of them real quick.
You have mail, here. Mistress.
Oh, I love that. Can we hear that again?
You have mail, Mistress.
I always do that, I know. But here's what Jake says. Jake sends us a lot of emails, just like Mr. McMahon in Vermont. Jake's saying, hey, Kate, how cool is it that you're in Hawaii? Got to make sure that you go to Lahaina and check out a place called Cheeseburger in Paradise. Well, Jake, interesting that you say that. I've already been to Cheeseburger in Paradise. You know the Jimmy Buffett song? And it is a great place in Lahaina. It's just a little kind of, it's not a dive. It's a little bit better than a dive, but it's not, it's not like a Hard Rock Cafe or whatever. And you're right there on the water. You can see the crabs running across the rocks and stuff. And they do have good burgers, so very timely that you sent that to me. Here's another one from Big Denny. Big Denny says, Kate, I'm so jealous that you're in Maui. What is the weather like? I don't know that you've said anything about the weather. It's hot, but it's very windy. I think if they didn't have the trade winds, you would fry. So I'm not complaining about the wind. How can you complain when you're in Maui, right?
Thank you, buddy. What does that mean again?
Bring me back a t-shirt.